This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's official. We've got our rematch. Team USA, Team Canada. The Canadians beat the Finns. They're going to rematch for the championship of the Four Nations face-off Thursday night, hour four of the G-Bag Nation. Happy President's Day, everybody. Zach Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Eric Chiafalo. Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander. We got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. We got the General Gavin Dawson, who will be joining us again tomorrow as he's been off coaching up some soccer. They went to San Diego for a tournament. We look forward to LA Live coming up at 5:40. Jared Sandler talking some Rangers baseball on your home of the Rangers, home of the Cowboys. Here 105.3 The Fan. Appreciate y'all turning it on and living it on. Let's get that football talk going as we've got some finest with Eric Chiafalo.
Yes, we do. Now we're going to go into the war room with Brian Broaddus, the Super Bowl winning scout, and the Wooly Bully Zach Wolchuk here in just a moment. I have some, I got some content for you gentlemen. I want to pick your brain
content.
But Wolchuk, what do we always say about the NFL offseason?
Well, it doesn't really start until somebody's arrested.
That's right. Until a player gets arrested, the NFL offseason cannot begin. Well, here it is, February 17th.
We have arrived.
Oh. We have officially kicked off the NFL offseason with the news of Baltimore Ravens offensive lineman Ben Cleveland being arrested for a DUI after he allegedly drove his truck with a BAC over twice the legal limit. Now, we're going to get into some of the advanced beer metrics on this dude's particular body because I'm fascinated with how you could get that hammered at that size. But now you guys won't be surprised. Maybe being football guys, you already know where this guy went to college, but you won't be surprised to find out if you didn't already know. Ben Cleveland, DUI, kicking off the NFL offseason in a way that only he can.
Gosh, I watched.
Pretty sure he went to a school that's also had some driving issues.
Cars, drinking, school.
Georgia. Cars, yeah.
Dang, there he is. The Georgia Bulldog turned Baltimore Raven. Unrestricted free agent as well. This is not a good way to try and butter up the other teams in the NFL to try and sign you. But he's 26 years old. He was a third-round pick in 2021. He was pulled over just before 11 o'clock and at night. He had been swerving in a roadway. Cops wrote, Cleveland was actually driving so erratically, he nearly steered his black Ford F-250 into a ditch.
Oh.
When they pulled him over, he admitted to drinking approximately three or four beers.
Always.
At a nearby country club.
Should you just go ahead and go into it? I've had 26.
Yeah, I think that would have to be
Should
the number.
You? I mean, would they like let me take you home then, you know, that kind of thing? Or they
will honesty get you closer to victory?
Yeah, I drank a half gallon of vodka, and I'm trying to drive home.
I think they're gonna put two cuffs on you at that point.
You think?
Yeah, like you are you're an honest man, but you're a detriment to society. But
at least you didn't play the You Know Who I Am card.
Well, yeah. He's Ben Cleveland. He'd be like,
you know who I am? I'm Ben. Freaking Cleveland.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with your work, sir.
He's who?
He's like, okay, so let's get into the... He's 360 pounds.
Yeah.
He blew a .718.
Seven?
0.178. Oh, did I screw that up?
Yeah.
0.178.
That'd be, now, of course, he'd probably be dead.
The legal limit is 0.08.
I was about to say. I
think he was well on his way to a 0.7. 0.178. Now, Ken McCusick, who covers the Ravens, has done the math for us.
It's 106 beers.
Advanced beer metrics. He says a 130-pound man would have to drink 6 beers in 1 hour to blow a 0.175.
That's child's play.
Now, I think we're in this particular instance, we're talking about your run-of-the-mill Miller Lite, Troy Aikman 8 beer, whatever it may be.
And you know, just your, good the other day, by your, the way.
It was good. Just run-of-the-mill 5 percenters, probably. Now, he's 360 pounds, so he'd have to drink approximately 17 domestic beers in 1 hour to reach that blood alcohol content. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty incredible what this dude was putting down.
I mean,
down.
It's not amazing he's driving drunk.
No, that's the one of the schmuckiest thing you can do as an American citizen.
All right.
Especially if you're going 0.178. So
0.178.
Pretty insane there. But Ben Cleveland has officially kicked off the NFL offseason in a giant drunken way.
7.7.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Ben. That was my mistake. I was doing you a little dirty on that one. I'll clean that up in post. Now I do have a stat of the day for you guys.
What is it?
Stat of the day reads: Alabama.
Ben Cleveland ate 75 wings.
That's actually a good factor, too, because you know he was eating stuff in this time to sober up, too. Ben Cleveland's not going to float around a bar for an hour and not consume some.
He was in a country club, right?
Yeah.
Ben Cleveland playing golf?
Yeah, I would have to imagine. Like, unless that's just, do people pull up to country clubs just to booze and don't even hit the links?
Yeah, I think he might play cards. He'd go in the card room. And
fact of the matter is Ben Cleveland was eating, okay? So the fact that he was also eating but still blowing a .178, I mean, I would love to get some of the details at a later date when he can maybe look back on the situation and slap himself on the wrist, but also laugh at it. Maybe he'll give us the details.
He
on
had
that.
17 beers in an hour, but he also consumed 8 cheeseburgers. Would you be impressed? Eight normal sized cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I would be very impressed. The amount of consumption on that is like you just take out all the other details about that alone.
Would you be more impressed with the 17 beers or the 8 to 10 cheeseburgers? Size cheeseburgers.
The
Big Chief.
Yeah, the cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
If you're eating 8 real double patty burgers, triple patty maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
usually like James Gandolfini's last meal.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Gotta chill out, bro.
I was about to say, Luce, that's what I was trying
just
to go
another
for.
Day at the office for old Gandolfini. Yeah.
Gandolf.
Stat of the day, Alabama players scored 886 points this season in the NFL. That's the most in NFL history from one college.
Damn.
Now, that's because you had guys like Jahmyr Gibbs, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, Jalen Hurts, and then you have the rookie kicker for Minnesota, Will Richard. With 30 field goals and 38 extra points. So that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. But nonetheless.
I wonder how many defensive touchdowns they had.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
Sertan, did he have any?
Did he get a pick six? Actually, something tells me he did have a.
I bet
like
he had a couple. I thought he had a couple of them,
like a 98.
Yeah, I think he had a 90 plus.
I thought he had a couple of them, didn't he?
So I'm assuming those are all factored in here with this particular stat of the day. Courtesy of Pro Football Talk. 886 points. They actually blew the old record out of the water. The old record was 705 points.
By Ohio State or USC?
No, this was in 2016.
Oh.
And it wasn't either one of those schools. It was another state school, though. They used to be awesome. Florida State.
Oh.
Florida State had the record for most points scored by players from that university in any given year. And it was 705 points. Now, this year's 886 Alabama NFL players scored.
Amazing.
So,
did you find it?
100-yard pick six against Gardner Minshew wearing the orange crush jerseys.
So he had one. I thought he had a couple.
Yeah, he just had one.
Mm.
He's got two over the course of his career. Mm. Yeah. But teams don't throw him the ball.
That's true. They just avoid him. He's your depoy. Why would you throw his way? He was shutting dudes down all season. Now, before we go into the war room with you fellas, I would like to go to Filthy, some sounds from their championship parade. this is the mayor. Remember when she stepped up and she swung and missed on the Eagles chant?
She's telling us she's going to be part of the spelling bee this year?
No, this was not a spelling issue. It was just, I mean, I don't know. I actually find this to be extremely, this is an inspiring quote here. And this is, she's talking to a team in a city of champions, and here she is during the parade.
Reminded us all through their excellence that nothing is possible when we work together as a team.
Nothing is possible when we work together as a team.
Yeah. Nothing.
That's a rally cry right there. I want you.
Philly fans did not catch it. I promise you, bro.
No. Yeah. Absolutely. Teamwork. We did it.
Go Eagles. Go Mayor.
Is this an Eagles player from the parade, or is this an Eagles fan bystander on Fox 29? This is the. We have some sound here from the parade, Fox 29. They happen to be our G-Bag of the Day champions right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to that in LA Live coming up here shortly. But is this sound from an Eagle player or from an Eagle fan?
Say a message. You
what?
To the people of Philadelphia, and your love it. Message.
Go Eagle!
Going. That's a player.
That's a player.
You guys could tell by that sound, or you heard me say Quinyon Mitchell when I
The question.
You could tell.
What's a message that you would give to Philadelphia? I don't think you'd ask a fan that.
Asking a player that question. That was not very well delivered on your part.
Couldn't agree more. Let's go ahead and move on.
Yeah.
Into the war room.
Were you lacking confidence when you said it, or
No, I just, in my mind, I had already told Lucius what was going to happen, but I didn't. So I sent him drowning into the Pimp Cup in a bad teammate fashion. Now, we are going to move on. We're going to go into the war room.
Can I get a life raft, please?
I've had so many drops today. I thought Krusty's Corner was at 240.
It's been a hell of a Monday.
That BetQL show, did you really just botch that thing up bad?
BetMGM, we'll find out at 620.
Oh, I said.
Used to be BetQL, but we've rebranded, Brian. We've rebranded to BetMGM.
They sat next to us the whole day. We had to listen to that. I'm this guy that talks
I'm
like
Costos. You bet.
Brian, it's nice to meet you.
He was a sweet man.
He was a sweet man.
They broke into song like multiple times throughout the week.
That was WIP's dudes.
No, they did too.
No, they started singing like with Paige Van Zandt.
They were singing like the Carrie Underwood Sunday Night Football theme.
It was right before Gavin scared her off by saying he wanted to clone her.
See, I missed some of the contents of that particular interview there. I'm going to go back.
You walked well away.
I just distanced myself.
Yeah, you weren't even looking.
You went just down like to the other end of the
head
convention
down the whole
center.
Time.
There's no scenic views where I'm standing.
He is a sick puppy.
ESPN's Matt Miller, and I'm proud of him because he's the one person I'm seeing. Now, maybe there's more. You guys can correct me.
Oh, this is
he's the
track.
One person that I'm seeing showing the type of respect for Texas's Jahdae Barron that I think is warranted as his 10th player on his big board. Jahdae Barron, corner out of Texas, number 10 on his big board, and people are laughing at the idea anytime it gets brought up of the idea of maybe the Cowboys make a swing for him at 12. So I just want to point that out. But Matt Miller of ESPN has his top 12 players with their comps, with their pro comps. I wanted to see how you guys feel about some of this. Abdul Carter.
Kind of the top 13.
I'm sorry?
Barron?
You got him at 13?
Top 13. Yeah, I've got 13 first-round grades.
Good. All right, heck yeah. Well, thank God. I'm glad I'm glad that this is, I don't know, every time we talk about Jahdae Barron,
you
it's
said
like.
Matt Millen, you said?
Matt Miller.
Matt Miller.
I think Dawson might have actually asked us some of these.
Oh, did he really?
I think, unless he was going off of a different player comp thing.
You were fighting for your life on the morning show when this.
But he went sure last was. Week. He went down and gave us some comps. So it might be the same. Might be different. Might be a new list.
Well, did he have Travis Hunter comped as Odell Beckham Jr.?
No.
Okay, that's
Travis Hunter comp.
Matt Miller has Travis Hunter. Now this is the wide receiver version.
We can stop
of
the
him.
List because he's a cornerback. So this is effed.
Yeah. you have Abdul Carter being comped to Micah Parsons.
No, that's real original math.
Two Penn State edge rushers. Whoa. Quite, is it fair, though, is
you
the question.
Scouting the helmet or the player here, Matt?
I kind of feel like he might be Verse. I think
he's much faster than Jared Verse, though.
I just kind of
he's
feel like
makes way more
long,
explosive.
But the long, the kind of length that he has.
Yeah, and he sets the edge sets very similar-like.
Yeah, I think he's got some Verse more than Parsons.
Yeah, because I think he's way more of a complete all-around edge. Like, no disrespect to Micah. Micah's a tremendous pass rusher.
But not
we know
a great
Micah's
edge.
Got faults
yeah, yeah.
at setting the edge in the right. run game.
903 says, with Chiafalo leading the show, nothing is possible. It's a great text. Okay, Ashton Jeanty. Who's y'all's comp for Ashton Jeanty, your favorite player in this draft?
I said Walker from the Seattle Seahawks.
Emmitt Smith.
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, that running style.
Walchuk's going with Emmitt Smith, his favorite player of all time.
Players just fall off of him, similar to the way they fell off Emmitt. I'll say that.
Okay, and just from what I've seen of Ashton Jeanty, I certainly get the elements to this particular comp that Matt Miller gave, which is Alvin Kamara.
Just not as fast,
the contact balance.
Yeah, the contact balance, no question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fair?
Oh, you think fair? Okay, good. We have Tyler Warren, the Penn State tight end.
That's Gronk, baby. That's Kittle and Gronk together. If they had a baby, it'd be Tyler Warren.
Well, that's who he has. He has Gronk as the pro comp for Tyler Warren as well.
I think this guy's more athletic than Gronk.
That's why I said Kittle and Gronk together have a baby. It's Tyler Warren.
I didn't write one down in my notes, but
I love Tyler Warren.
6'6", 257. I kind of feel, you know,
Gronk, I get the Gronk stuff because he's kind of a lumber.
Gronk is a slot receiver?
Yeah, but he didn't move gracefully. And Tyler Warren doesn't always move gracefully either. But he will just
I'm not the biggest Tyler Warren fan myself, but I was thinking, like, Gronk to me has got the stiffness the way he plays.
You thought the same thing with Tyler. I thought that's why you didn't love him.
I didn't love him because, like, after catch.
Yeah.
Is what I was worried about.
Because it doesn't look pretty, but gosh, it's effective.
Well, he's kind of clunky.
Right, which I think Gronk was.
I think, yeah, okay, that's fair.
I think that's where it is after the catch point.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nice work, gentlemen. There it is. Football's finest.
I love talking draft.
Football.
You guys
want to
do another mock? Should we just mock it?
Yeah, I'm telling
just mock next it. 2 hours of mocks.
If you haven't checked out our Love of the Star podcast, the latest episode that dropped on Saturday, we were live at Hurtado Barbecue.
I'm going to tee you guys up, okay? You guys just talk draft, all right?
Let's do it.
I'll have a burger here and, like, drink 8 beer and tee you guys up. Is that okay?
All right, let's go around the
rim.
You
have more Texas Twinkies?
We have some all-star fallout featuring Mac McClung.
My daughter would like brisket.
Doing the Lord's work. Is he saving the dunk contest?
8 months old.
That's next year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nation. All right, let's go around the rim here in the G-Bag Nation, then we'll get you to LA Live here in about 15 minutes. Expressway style, commercial free to the top of the hour, courtesy of the on-time experts. Segment also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org, 877-881-1053. Who spent some of their weekend time consuming NBA All-Star Weekend? As we go ahead and cut the lights out, we'll put the kids to bed, and the G-Bag Nation goes all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when we get to just S all over the All-Star festivities. It's like a tradition unlike any other at this point. I mean, we are a good decade plus into this thing where the NBA tries to reinvent All-Star Weekend, fails sort of miserably, and then we get to just live in the wreckage the very next day. And I feel for the NBA right now because they're trying to do everything in their power to creatively create some level of interest from their own players, let alone the fans. But did anybody sit down and consume much of this? Lucius, how much All-Star Weekend did you watch?
I watched Saturday and Sunday, all of it.
Okay, wow. Well, then you'll have a
I'm
great
not saying
you.
It's awesome, but I definitely watched
good
it all.
Yeah. Lucius. Yeah.
He said, good for you, bro.
No, seriously, I'm saying that.
We're going to give it a shot, Lou.
No, I can't.
Pat on the tush.
Yeah.
I can't do it, man. I can't
you
do
can't
it.
Stomach it.
I can't. You know, I recommend they do play a game, put $10 million on the line, and all the money goes to charity. Losers get nothing. Play. Let's see who's going to play for their charities. Let's do that. Let's have a game where, like, you know, like, okay, we're going to play a real game here. Put $10 million on the line, and the winners take all for their charities. And you'd see the other team. If you lost, you'd feel terrible if your charity got nothing out of that. You know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that adds some incentive. I mean, I think what we've seen, the NHL, they pivoted from an all-star format to we're doing
dudes
the Four
Nations. Dudes are getting hurt in that Four Nations thing.
And they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting all out there for their country. So maybe if you do like a Team USA versus the world, you get some of these Euro guys, like, I mean, we're putting on for our country. Maybe, like, that adds an aspect of it. But I watched pretty much everything. I was able to consume it all. I mean, I'm spoiled. I was able to create that 3 setup TV deal I got. So night one, I was focusing on Four Nations, USA, Canada. Other screen, I was watching McClung do his thing. And the wife did like that because he's a Texas Tech Red Raider. So we were focused on that. Last night, I did have the game on and I was watching it, although the stoppages was annoying. But I did think the special Moneyball deal they did, what was it, Mr. Beast, the $100,000
yes,
shot?
Yeah.
That was awesome. Like, seeing that kid make that shot and then getting mobbed, although they did him dirty by putting him in $100,000 worth of ones. God knows where those ones have been. I mean, that guy's got to get a tetanus shot after getting in that thing. Okay?
You'd like to think Mr. Beast did some dry cleaning of those dollar
bills.
I hope
so, but you get $100,000 worth of ones.
The execution of that was
that
relatively
was awful.
Awkward.
Yeah, that was awful because Dame beat you, bro. He made more shots from the arc than you did.
This was kind of just like
you get one shot and all of a sudden everybody's,
participation trophy.
Thing. I did not like that.
Yeah, the kid only had to hit 1 3 ball. Dame Lillard had to hit 3. And Dame had hit 2, and then I guess right at the buzzer, the kid hits the 1. And that was like an exciting moment. I get what you're saying, Lucius, but like, what about the entire, just the execution of it all? It was just so clunky and awkward.
Clunky. And Mr. Beast's face, what's going on with his face? What's going on with that smile?
It's kind of creepy.
Dame wanted nothing to do with him.
There's a lot of people that don't like that guy.
I don't like his look on his face.
He does
look like he did the Joker's makeup on the first Batman. He's got that permanent smile now.
Yeah. He was over smiling.
So I kind of had one eye on it last night. We also started watching the show Paradise on Hulu.
Pretty good. That's good.
It is good, man.
That is good.
It's got us hooked.
What's that on?
Hulu.
Oh, on Hulu. Okay.
That's weed.
I guess Walchuk already said that. We go back into the Pim Cup for our all-star correspondent. Why was Kevin Hart getting just taken to task? Was there just too much Kevin Hart on the entire... It did seem like every time I was watching it, there was Kevin Hart once again cracking jokes about a player.
It's a whole lot of Kevin Hart. He's a real small guy, too, by the way. You see how small he is out there with those NBA people?
Yeah. Him next to Shaq is just a great picture.
Dude, him next to Ernie.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
poor even guy was getting, sunned.
It's a whole lot of Kevin. It should have been a lot more Ernie.
Especially because it's their last one.
Yeah, this is really, it was too much.
That seems to be
you're
like
supposed to be there to punch up a joke, not be the joke.
Yeah, yeah. And every time I turned around, and just the lag time between games, I think, like for the Sunday night festivities, it was like a 3-hour broadcast, and there was only actually like 30 minutes or so of actual basketball being played.
Yeah, they were filling it with a bunch of BS.
Yeah, so that seemed, even the players were annoyed.
Complaining.
At just the
but it's
wait
their own
time,
damn fault.
No doubt,
like
no
them
doubt.
All calling Draymond and his air out. Like it is your fault. We didn't have an issue with the game until LeBron and you guys decided, hey, we don't want to play, and that's fine. I get it. Like the NFL's done the same thing, but now they've got to all. And I'll give the NBA credit. They're trying to come up with ways to try and make this thing fun, and you know they did the Kobe deal, and then now they're doing, hey, we're doing the different teams, but none of it's really working so far. Maybe we go to the international deal. I think that might be a win.
Well, Draymond Green was definitely a part of the broadcast festivities on the microphone, hanging out with the TNT squad. And this is some sound of him talking about the league not being very exciting and not physical.
I think the physicality has been taken out of the game.
I bet.
And to me, that's boring. The old style of refereeing will come back, where if you've earned stripes, you get a better whistle. That's just the way it used to go. And now it's not that way. And then you question why is the game boring? You know, Michael Jordan used to get calls, but not the rookie coming into the league. He ain't getting no call. The rookie coming into the league got a call or thought he was going to get a call. He turned to the referee and said, you ain't call that. And he said, who are you? Why would I call that for you? What have you done? So I think the human element has been taken out of it. I don't think that makes for a great product.
Okay, so there was Draymond, obviously lamenting the current state of the NBA. Now I take you to Oscar Robertson, who was asked about Draymond Green calling the league boring now, and here was his response.
It might be boring him because if he's not passing the ball to Curry, what is he doing?
Damn.
What's he doing?
That was a heck of a punch back there from Oscar Robertson. Now, you also had a moment where Draymond Green was alleging something about being a head coach, and it was like a back and forth between him and Candace Parker. So here was that interaction. Here's Draymond.
There is no way that I could coach ever in the history of everything. It'd be like Draymond coaching. Like there's
Wow, you can't coach. What does that mean?
I've already been offered to go to stay work.
I didn't say, that you couldn't be.
Suck?
I didn't think you would suck. I just don't think that you would enjoy it. Yeah, you would not be able to coach.
I agree.
Your patience. Our patience is. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I got a little.
How would you know what's wrong with that?
Speaking truth.
Sorry,
Draymond. You think you'd be a good coach?
I think I could be a good coach.
Okay.
But I don't want to be.
But he's alleging there that Golden State has already told him, like, hey, when you hang him up, we're giving you the clipboard
and the
whistle.
Yeah, that was just a quick defensive reaction. Like, are you kidding me? I could be the head coach of the team. I'm on. No, you couldn't.
Now, Mac McClung going for the three-peat. Now, I do think Stephon Castle. What do you think, Lucius, on the dunk contest? Did McClung deserve to win that thing? Stephon Castle was dominating.
When I seen his name on there, and there was only four cats, I was like, oh, he's going to win this one. As soon as I seen it.
They had it ready to go.
I did the bet on him, the over or whatever.
I mean, the first dunk was incredible. And then the third dunk was awesome.
It was fantastic.
Now, Castle was great. I wasn't very familiar with his game, but I don't think there was a question of who was deserving of winning.
Well, now you have him. He's obviously going to be going for a four-peat next year, but he lit a fire under a couple of guys. Ja Morant starts tweeting out, like, yo, McClung's got me fired up. I'm going to get in here. Like, I need to get in the mix. Giannis, can you get in the mix? He was calling out Zach LaVine. Now, Giannis was like, yeah, I'm down for this, and then he kind of walked it back the next day at the podium where he was like, yeah, actually, I got hacked. My Twitter got hacked.
Yeah, they get excited in the moment, and then when it comes to, like, all right, let's put her on the table, no, we're good.
And that's certainly the big thing that the NBA needs for the dunk contest. They need some stars in there. Ja Morant would be incredible. Anthony Edwards getting in the mix. We saw what he just did to Chet Holmgren the other night. His ability to just float through the sky. Well, it's Ask McClung, dude.
That's why he wins it, because he probably plans out.
Yeah, he keeps getting creative with it. Yeah,
he kind of plans out stuff, I guess.
This guy's made a career. He's not an NBA player. He's really just a dunk contest guy.
He's a G League player, but he's a
hot dog eating dude.
He's made more money as a professional dunker than he has being a G League player.
Yeah, he's got more 50-point dunks than he does games played in the NBA.
He's made like 330 plus thousand just from the dunk contest.
It's crazy.
He's made like 150,000 in his G League career. So he absolutely is
professional dunk contest contestant.
Yeah.
That is Matt McClung.
Three-time champ, three-peat. So now I have seen some, like, Front Office Sports has alleged that there's some talk about next year maybe doing a $1 million prize in a one-on-one tournament. So these players would be going one-on-one, one all-star versus another.
Like the WNBA league? What is that?
The big three deal?
No, the one.
The other one.
Yeah, that you can't get a ticket to. Have you seen it? It looks like they're having COVID basketball situations.
It's
like 20 people there.
I was wondering, Lucius, I thought that was the WNBA. I was like, what the hell?
It's good. It's good to watch, but there's not enough people there, in my opinion. Like, how are you making money?
Yeah.
Well, the WNBA hasn't really figured that part out yet over the years. But hopefully they get that thing.
But I'm watching it. They're going one-on-one in this tournament. It's great, man.
That is fun, I will say. I mean, if you're going to tell me that I'm about to get Giannis versus Wemby in a one-on-one or Ja Morant and Anthony Edwards or name those all-stars.
No one's helping you. You kind of have to try hard in that scenario, unless you just make an agreement with the guy you're going up against, or else you're going to be embarrassed.
No question. That's the thing. And Rachel Nichols was asking Giannis about it, if he would be interested in competing in a one-on-one event. Kyrie and James Harden had already indicated they'd be up for it. And Giannis was like, yeah, for sure. If I had the chance to play one-on-one with anybody, I'd love to do it. Anything that can make the weekend more exciting, more fun for the viewers and for the fans and for the players, I would love to participate. And Giannis emphasized that a one-on-one deal would put more of an emphasis on defense and could highlight some stylistic mismatches. Like, can you imagine? And we got a little glimpse of it last night where Kyrie went dancing with Wemby and he ended up botching the layup. But, oh my gosh, it was like a six-second dance of Kyrie just putting Wemby on skates. Yeah. And it would be that type of competition where you could theoretically see like a Kyrie versus a Wemby in a one-on-one matchup. You're playing for pride, playing for the name on the back of the jersey, and $1 million prize. I don't know if that goes to the player or charity or what, but I don't know. That seems like that would be something that would be pretty cool.
Lucius, this thing's called the Unrivaled.
Yeah, the Unrivaled League. I watch it on HBO. It's good, man.
You watch it, and it's kind of like there's no crowd.
Yeah.
It's just kind of they're playing, yeah. I was just like, oh, okay, what's this all
COVID
about?
Basketball for some reason.
3-on-3 league founded by NBA WNBA stars Breanna Stewart and Nepalese Collier.
How they breaking even with nobody in the seats?
I don't understand how that would.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Are they trying to sell these tickets? But
well, they got like Angel Reese is playing, I guess.
Yeah,
I
mean, they got everybody.
Kevin Pelton, he said basically the majority are. Like, it was Caitlin Clark was one of the few that didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, You also had the Saturday night disqualification from Chris Paul and Wembanyama.
That's what I was going to get to,
bro. What did we do? We didn't try? I mean, we're saving time?
I was watching this portion of the proceedings on mute as my wife was trying to get the babies to sleep. And so I'm just watching it, and it just looked so weird. Like, they were willy-nilly just throwing this ball around like they did not care at all. So what happened?
They rushed through the skills challenge instead of, like, making the passes to actually go through these little obstacles or trying to make the shots. We're going to rush through this to get the lowest score on time.
Mm. Right, because you're trying to get it in the fastest amount of time.
The time is what they're going for. Chris Paul looked at the rule books, at least he thought he did, and said, you know what, I got one for these fools. His egghead ass said, we'll break the rules on here.
That is such a Chris Paul thing to do.
Disqualified for it, and I think they shouldn't be disqualified for it. I think they should have had a little argument about that.
Yeah, they exploited the
loophole. I didn't break your rule. Yeah, exactly. I did not break your rule.
Yeah.
You didn't say I could not do that.
They went full damn.
Unless they did, you know, show me on the rule thing.
Right, yeah. Prove it to me. Otherwise.
Pull it out. Pause.
It was a weird thing just watching it and watching them clearly not care where the ball ended up in any of their little passes or shots that they were taking. And it was just simply to get through the obstacle course basically as fast as you could. But Wemby was bummed by it. You can tell.
I was, too. I was at the house upset. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have had a little bit more challenge to it. But what a time to be alive when they've been in the rules during the All-Star to try to get somebody to look.
Wake Forest guy.
Look, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, very Belichickian. I wonder if that's the Greg Popovich kind of rubbing off on Chris Paul a little bit, too. Just finding different ways to
now he can to coach. Win, to maybe Chris Paul will be a good coach. Yeah. Like Draymond not being a coach. Chris Paul might be a coach.
That's true.
You're thinking that way.
Yeah, when you consider maybe. Just a point guard in general usually has the...
So the whole idea of it, though, was to just get through the time, be the quickest. And do you have to make the last basket? Is that what happens? Or how do you get a score?
Yeah. I guess it's really just about the time. They're just assuming that you're going to give your best effort in the quality of your passes and the shots that you have to, and the dribble stuff that you have to go through. They were just going to get the best possible time. They weren't worried about the quality of their actual performance.
It should be best time. Don't you think? Like, yeah, as long as we're just fulfilling the requirements of the obstacle course, it's all about who does it the fastest.
Yeah.
They didn't make one shot, though.
No.
Yeah, they didn't even try.
Yeah, exactly. No, you can tell when you were watching it, like, what?
Bro. Yeah. I loved it.
Just lobbing grenades as a basketball is ridiculous.
It's just like they were just taking the balls out of the rack and just throwing them on the ground.
Yeah.
We're done. Time.
The code on live television, man.
You make a shot.
All right, there it is, your rim sesh for the day. Now it is time to go into the Pimp Cup commercial free. It's LA Live.
Here we go.
All right, you square. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. Cheaters. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Never heard a crackhead say, I ain't got no money today, so I ain't about to go smoke no crack. You ain't never heard that. Why? Because they do it no matter what. They get it done.
Yeah.
Go out there today with that crackhead energy. Go be a crackhead. I mean, don't go smoke crack.
Don't go smoke crack.
That's awesome. I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man. I don't know how else to say this. Hone in on that crackhead energy. Don't do crack, but be a crackhead, but not a crackhead. Just have a f***ing good day.
Yeah. Good day.
This brother right here done had a little...
I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man.
I'm just trying to get some morning motivation, man.
A little substance issue in that voice. I can hear it. Yeah. Look, I can hear it, bro. It's on you, dog. It's on you.
I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man.
I'm just trying to get some money. How much you got on your pocket, brother? I just need $5. I just need $5.
This is LA Live for Monday, February 17th, 2025. It is a Monday Friday here in LA Live. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for the Monday Friday name. It's a song. Feels like a Monday Friday. Much appreciate that, fellas. I do. Monday Friday vibes here in the LA Live is where I'll go over some things I've seen over the weekend. Speaking of weekends, how's was yours?
Good.
It was great, man.
Really
good
was
weekend,
good.
Bro.
Yeah, it was good
weekend.
Good. Yeah, me too. Just a lot of tacos and tequilas.
Oh, it's a hell of a weekend.
Yeah, it's getting old.
Is this like a street taco thing or like a Taco Bell thing?
Street tacos, dog.
Good call.
The real joints, bro.
You getting addicted?
With a whole, whole lot of onion and they fried it little, whatever it's in. I don't know. It's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Tortilla, perhaps?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
Might be a corn virgin.
It might be. I don't know.
They're just handing it to you three at a time.
Yeah, bro. It's so good.
Could be a pita.
No. Hey, here's a man that had a real fantastic weekend, probably the best weekend of his natural life. 87-year-old Pennsylvania man named Doug.
Doug.
Just regular old Doug. Now, Doug lost his wife recently, so he's feeling kind of lonely. Decided to throw a party in his neighborhood, to meet people. So he put some handwritten invitations out, and he went door to door, him and his cane, and knocked on neighbors' doors and was leaving them an invitation. And it's awesome, because on the invitation it says, from 4 p.m. until the cops come. It's an 87-year-old man.
Get him, Doug.
Get him, Doug. One of the neighbors got a hold of this and went to TikTok to talk about Doug's party. And Doug's party goes crazy viral. Listen to them.
Today, I'm just sitting on the couch and I hear a doorbell ring and I'm like, what the heck? Like, who could that even be? I open the door and it is our like 85-year-old neighbor who is truly like such a sweetheart. He's walking over with his cane and I still was like so unsure as to like what he was even asking or like what he needed. And he gives me this little invitation that literally looks like he used like some sort of like pen to then like make copies of these and give them out to all of our neighbors. And it says, a celebration of winter, February 15th, 4 p.m. until the cops arrive. Until the cops arrive, he's literally 85. It says food and drinks will be there. Only bring a smile, RSVP to his email, and he gave his phone number. Love, Doug.
There you go, Doug.
I love old people. Like, this is the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah, his party went viral this weekend, yeah, bro.
Doug,
I'm talking about super duper viral. Now, like, people all across the country were sending him liquor.
Wow.
Companies and businesses were sending him, like, hors d'oeuvres and things like that for his party.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. People were sending him gift cards. Like, I'm talking about boxes and boxes of envelopes with gift cards in them.
So he had like a neighborhood party then.
He had a neighborhood
block party. Street party?
Yeah, what was it called? The winter...
Doug's
winter party.
From 4 p.m. till the cops come.
Till the cops come, bro.
Oh, this guy's hilarious. Look at the, he's got the old man mustache thing there. He's got the bifocals.
This guy looks like he can tear it up.
Doug's stuff went out of control, bro. They sent him games, snacks, all types of stuff for his party, bro. All across the country. There were watching parties for Doug's party.
No way.
If you couldn't be there, like if you're in Kentucky, we're going to get together at this bar and for Doug's winter party, and we're going to like live stream Doug's winter party at this bar.
Doug's party, man. This multiple states, multiple countries.
I see the doorbell cam of him walking up to one of his neighbors right now.
Just leaving the little the invite.
Yeah, until the cops come.
Awesome.
Handwritten, too, man. My man Doug has some time on his hand.
Yeah, usually do.
There was even... I know what you mean, bro.
Yeah.
There was even a Texas Doug party.
Oh.
Right here in the DFW in Roanoke.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Roanoke. Y'all had a Doug party. Seen it.
Might have been choppy.
It started at 3 p.m., went till 10 p.m.
Okay.
It's a long time.
Dude, I'm seeing a line that looks ridiculously long to get into Doug's winter party.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
An hour before the festivities were set to kick off.
I'm in the pursuit of happiness, and I don't... Doug is having a party, dog.
Dude, this guy is blown up. This is amazing, Lucius.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is.
87-year-old dude. Like, the whole country was celebrating his winter
party. This has to become the annual Doug's winter party event.
Like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Doug come out for winter.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, man, Doug. You did your thing, bro.
Lucius, would you DJ at Doug's party?
I would DJ at Doug's party, man. Bop, 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 bop,
yeah, what music is playing at Doug's party?
Some big band.
Glenn Miller.
Boom, 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 boom.
Swing. Stouffer started catering. This is just amazing.
Stouffer's got
good food. Yeah.
So many people.
Doug's bringing the people together.
Straight,
he sure is, man. Everyone just needed a little party, and Doug was here to provide the energy.
Yeah, man, shout out to you, Doug. 87-year-old man out here just wooing them. Who would have known he would have been the best party promoter in Pennsylvania?
Love it.
Big Doug! G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. What you guys have been doing this weekend, I appreciate it, man. Y'all send me some fly stuff, actually. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if I'm G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here is Fox 29, excuse me. Freaking Pier. Fox 29 in Philly. They were covering the Philly, the Eagles parade. There's a whole lot of FCC violations, so the anchors just had to do a lot of apologizing.
But one thing you can get right, I'm a champion.
And we apologize. Of course, we were on live TV, and around there, we apologize for the profanity.
You guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fight.
And we apologize again for Saquon Barkley's profanity. Again, live TV.
This city overcomes.
And we apologize again for the profanity.
Yeah.
And we apologize once more for the profanity.
I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys every game, every Sunday.
And we apologize for the profanity. Back to Lampedusa. Get away. Oh, another one there. Sorry about that.
We've gone through some
Yeah.
He's gone through some stuff. We're sorry about that.
I bet.
I didn't ever want to feel that shit again.
Yep.
Sorry about that, Landon Dickerson talking about the loss. It's live TV. The emotion is there. Back to Landon.
I just got one last thing to say. Go
Ah, we cut that one off, but if you're hurting in that, we apologize. Go Birds is what he said.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
What he said. That's not what he said, dog.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Lord of the Flies, that city.
It's
the
crazy
whole city.
It's crazy to think that Doug's party might have been more popping than that parade party.
Yeah.
Doug's party, dog. Doug is lit out.
We're
going
to get a movie like Project X sequel.
Yeah.
But it's Doug's
but it's
twin
Doug.
Party. 214 Big Doug Energy.
Big Doug Energy with his cane.
I think he's like doing like a live, like a broadcast from there. Like,
I think it was Lane Johnson actually gave Big Nick Foles Energy a little shout out during the parade.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He gave a shout out to the package. Thought you'd like that.
Oh, really?
Go back and look
he
at
it. He shouted out Nick Foles or specifically Nick Foles?
The package.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday vibes. We were talking about NBA All-Star Weekend. Did y'all see LiAngelo Ball?
Yes. Oh,
dang.
Yeah,
hit that tweakers.
Yeah. Yeah, I showed. I was like, when it started coming on, I was like, I told my wife, like, you got to listen to this. And she was like, hey, I see why this song's hot right now.
Yeah, yeah, I like it, man. He did pretty good. You can tell my man needs to work with the breath control. Because I feel like rapping is real hard to do live.
It's hard.
You know, if recording a rap is easier because you can just punch it in, you know, six bars. All right. Put that up, producer. Now I'm going to do another six. And you just put it all together later like a puzzle, right?
That's how I do my commercial reads.
I understand. I totally understand. Yeah, but I feel like my man needs just a little bit more breath control when he's doing these things. But it's great. I like to see him out there. I like how the NBA is playing along. Pause. Good for y'all. Good for y'all. Good for y'all. Carl Anthony Towns. Mm. I ran across this cut of Carl Anthony Towns. So apparently when he drives the lane and he does not get the foul, it's either, oh, my God, or he'll tell the refs, foul! You know what I'm saying? Trying to get the attention. And somebody put together like this master cut of it.
Oh, Towns.
Oh, my God.
Payson. Oh, with a triple double.
Oh, my God.
Towns, single coverage. Goes right out Smith.
Oh, my God. Not a
I can't say that we're surprised about what's going on right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my.
That's awesome.
His voice makes it so funny.
Yeah. For some reason, it reminds me of Blake. I just don't.
Oh.
Open triple. Too strong.
Oh, no,
Towns. Push your Towns going back to work.
Oh, my God.
Underneath.
Oh, my God.
It does sound like Blake.
Oh, my God.
Underneath. Towns gets inside. Towns.
Oh, my God.
Misses badly. Towns drives on Giannis, goes inside, running shot. And a whistle.
Damn. Damn.
The wait for a couple of fouls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, J-Dub got
to be at a next level.
Oh,
Towns.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god!
Come on!
Kevin Hart was ripping Carl Anthony Towns' hairline in front of the entire crowd.
Was he?
Yeah.
He had to try and draw the attention elsewhere because everyone was just staring at Kevin and how short he looked.
And it didn't help that he was putting on LeBron's shoes.
Nothing was going to help.
Kevin Hart was putting on LeBron James shoes. He looked crazy. Look how, like, I used to put on my dad's boots when I was, like, 5 years old.
Fit his whole leg in there.
Yeah. Put my dad's boots on, boys. Yeah. Hey, there's a guy named Willie Pimpkin out there in Austin. I want to give a Bravo Zulu to you, sir. That man caught himself a 14-pound largemouth bass.
Oh, jeez.
14 pounds.
Right out of Lady Bird Lake.
Damn.
Right down there, downtown.
Congrats.
Yeah, bro. Biggest bass of the 2025 season so far.
All right.
14-pound largemouth bass, Mr. Willie Pimpkin. Of course, a guy named Willie would have a big, yeah, big old bass.
Willie's probably going there every day.
Yeah. A guy named Willie
with
Pimpkin.
His big old bass.
Yeah, he would have it.
How many teeth does Willie have, you think? Definitely not all of them. I think it's a fair response.
No, but he keeps care of the ones he got left. Yeah, he learned his lesson.
I wonder what he caught it on, Lucius. I wonder what he caught it on.
Yeah, they need to put that there. They do need to put that there. There was a 71-pound buffalo caught in Lady Bird Lake before, too, as well, like just recently. So there's some big old fish out there in Lady Bird.
Yeah.
They need some real fishes. And another Bravo Zulu to this 15-year-old man named Bryce McGee caught himself a 44-pound blue catfish out there in Lake Waco. It's a new youth record. Shout out to y'all doing some fishing already.
Can you imagine being 15 years old walking into school that next Monday after a weekend of catching some big old fish?
Tell you what, some of
setting
these,
records.
Lucius was telling us the other day, not too
stood
long
a little
ago,
taller in the hallway.
Yeah,
that the you know there's scholarships for fishing now. Yeah, cause some of these schools have scholarships.
I wish I would have known that when I was younger, dog. I used to fish so much. This man is 15 years old. That's when I was really in my fishing bag, dog.
That's prime.
Yeah. I'll leave you by myself on the weekend and go fishing for real. I used to love to go to people's bait shops.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love bait shops. Look at the photos of what you caught around here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where'd you catch this one? I said, Joe Pool. Bet I'm going to Joe Pool today. Now. I'm riding the bike over there. Yeah, bro. I
got the saxophone and everything with you.
Come on, man.
Got the whole bag.
Come on, man. All right, I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. My name is Lucius Alexander. That's my time. I will holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live, every day, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We are going to surprise. A week from now, we will be there with live broadcasts from Ranger Spring Training. Let's get you set. Jared Sandler joining us next here in the Nation.